Welcome to the Act It Movie Trailers Immunity. We only got two. We only got two immunity submissions. So that means that immunities will be done after this week. Dun dun dun. But first up is Apotheria.
On a forum where whining and complaining run amok day to day, one man has had enough.
Tragetree, I'm so tired of everyone complaining about Act It.
After kicking everybody's favorite contestant, Drox the Shredder, from Act It, Dylan Collins finds himself in the middle of a war he can no longer control.
How dare you, Dylan Collins! You will rue the day that you booted me from Act It! I will rain down on you with malice and trolling beyond your wildest nightmares!
With nowhere to turn, Dylan Collins is forced to fight alone against Drox. As they score off in a battle to the death, who will emerge victorious?
No!
This summer, find out who will win in Act It, the movie.
Rated R for drug use, alcohol references, violence, nudity, adult situations, heavy language, and a shitload of butthurt whining.
Zelena.
Yeah?
What'd you think of that?
That was amusing.
I hated it.
Oh, you don't like your impression?
I don't sound like that. I'm always eating.
I thought it was funny.
That was ridiculous.
He had nice music and mixing in this. Who's the character, Drox? Is this Ryguy's character?
No, Drox is a real person, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, not unfortunately.
Okay, I found his voice.
Drox is a real person. Okay,
I found his voice amusing.
It was stunningly accurate.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I liked your movie announcer voice, too. I like this
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, me too. I like the ending as well with the da-da-da-da-da-da-da radar and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was really nicely made.
I think so, mm-hmm. too. You ready to listen to the other one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Ryguy.
OMG. This movie is totally about me and my friends. Are you a Carrie?
I'm getting married to Mr. Big!
A Miranda?
I'm getting cheated on!
A Samantha?
I still like to have lots of sex!
Or a Charlotte?
Don't say sex in front of my Asian baby!
Get ready for the plot twist you never saw coming.
Mr. Big dumped me at the altar! I'm depressed! We should go to Mexico! My neighbor showers in the buff. I want to have sex with him. Who knew? I have diarrhea from drinking Mexican shower water.
Montezuma!
I can't believe Mr. Big left me. Again. For like the 3 billionth time. I'm going back to Steve. I'm moving back to New York so I can have lots of sex with everybody.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
How about shoes?
Marry me, Carrie.
Okay! Okay!
Let's all go out and get a Cosmo.
Symphony City!
All right. That was exactly what Sex and the City is like.
I actually went to see that piece of crap. Out of board.
Did you see the first one or the second one?
I didn't want to bother seeing the abomination of the second.
I saw the first one too. It was stunningly accurate. It was really funny. I don't know. I don't know. I really thought it was more. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It maybe went on a little long for me, though. I got bored with it, like, towards the end of it. But it was really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. The background singing music kind of got annoying after a while. I like the fact that you made all the girls sound the same. It sounded like Baby Cookies from Chad Vader to me. I don't know if you know that series or not.
I don't.
Okay. But there was this little inconsistency of, there was this, like, I assumed this was a female saying hi, and I don't know if that was one of the other girls or not. So that kind of threw me off, because they all sounded the same throughout the trailer.
They didn't sound the same. Samantha was the slutty one, and Charlotte was the prude.
Well, no, when he was going like real fast, like going from here to here to here, okay. That's when it lost me. Then you had this like really more effeminate high in the middle of it all, after a guy's high. But yeah, it was entertaining though. I mean, it was like, yes, this is the movie.
I liked it. I thought it was good. Yeah. Who do you think should win tonight? It's a tough decision.
Right. Apatheria actually stuck to making it more of a movie trailer, because he had the mixing, and he had the music.
I
thought so, too.
I think Apatheria gets immunity.
I guess so, too.
But I like both of these, so good job, guys. Yeah. Good. All right, Appa, you're immune. Good job. Da-da-da. Again. Done. Again. Ugh.